So, well, for sure, the past few months have been very, very interesting, have they not? With all this craziness going on in the world. Who knew that the world could come to a crashing halt really, really quickly? But, you know, the thing is that the Word of God never changes. God stays the same, and whatever He says, that settles it. And so, therefore, we need to be remembering that and reminding ourselves of that. You know, a lot of people's lives has been affected, and not necessarily in a good way. You know, you see a lot of things happening, a lot of people getting stressed out, a lot of people going through a lot of emotions, feeling isolated, feeling down, feeling depressed, and just not feeling the greatest. I'm not sure if anybody else have felt that way, but I felt sad a little bit. I felt down a little bit. Anybody else felt like that? Yeah? Give me an amen online if you felt that way. Because, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, when you're separated from the people that you love and from the people that you like, you know, it's just one of those things. So, you know, in this crazy time, though, we need to understand and realize that God has still got us. Even though the world might be coming to a crashing halt, it might seem like the economics of the world is crumbling around us, you know, God is still on the throne, and God has not left us, He hasn't forsaken us, and He's still got you. Now, let me tell you something. In this crazy time, it's hard to believe that we can still be thriving. But like Pastor Ken had said, praise God, he got a bonus today. He was excited, you know. That was one of the first things he talked about when he walked in through the doors tonight, praise Jesus. He was excited, you know. And praise God, I got to check my bank account here real soon and see if I got some. I got three kids and one on the way. True, they better not forgot about me, that's for sure and certain. No, but praise God that God is doing some awesome stuff. And even in this crazy time, people are still being blessed. Like Pastor Ken had mentioned, this week I've known of two families, they've sold their homes and got what they've asked for or gone over the asking price. God is still doing stuff, and that belongs to believers, people who are connected to Faith City Church, ladies and gentlemen. You see, there's blessing in that. And so, you know what? We were never designed to be down. We were never designed to be any less than awesome. You are supposed to be extra. And that's a new term that all the kids are using, but that's the word, extra. And we need to be extra. All right, look at this for a second. Over in John chapter 10:10, this is our text tonight, and we're going to be jumping all over Scripture. In John 10:10, it says, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Does that only mean when it's sunny outside and there's no pandemics on the earth? Does that only mean that only in certain areas or a certain class of people they can have a satisfying life? Absolutely not. That applies to each and every one of us that belongs to Christ. Each and every one of us that has a relationship with Lord Jesus Christ, that is us. You know what? The devil is trying to get us off our A game. He's going to try and do whatever he possibly can to steal your joy, to steal your blessing, to steal all the good things that God has for you. But guess what? You don't have to let him. You can slam the door on that dirty devil. He don't have to come in. He don't have to steal. He don't have to kill. He don't have to destroy. He might try. He might come in and try. But the buck stops with you, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. Now, turn over to Genesis chapter 1, 26 in the New Living Translation. I want you guys to look at this here for a little bit. Because in order for us to understand how extra we are and how awesome that we are designed to be, well, we need to back this up with Scripture and see what God's got to say about us. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and this is right at the very beginning, it says, then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we are created in the likeness of God. Now it said there in the first part of 26, it says, then God said, let us make human beings in our image. Well, who's he talking to there? He is talking to Jesus. Jesus Christ was back there. They're floating around up in heaven there. And the Holy Spirit, they were all there together, just hanging out. He said, let us make man in our image. Let me tell you something. You're made in the likeness of God, ladies and gentlemen. That's who you are. So you're not supposed to be down, depressed, sad, broke, disgusted, and all those yucky things. That ain't you. That's not who you are. You see, we are King's kids. We belong to God. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We are the blessed ones. We are the called out ones. We are the separate ones. We're the ones that are not of this world. We're separated. We're different. Y'all crazy is who you are. Come on now. Get us some hollering going in your living room. Wake the neighbors a little bit. Because you're special. You're different. You're extra. Now, y'all know, if you've been around here for a while, and you know, I love superheroes. I love superhero movies, anything of the sort. And one of my favorite, most of you guys know, I got two favorite characters. One is Captain America. I really like that dude. And then the second one I really like Superman. And so I really like those two guys. And Superman, I really like him because he's just a cool dude. He's got all these superpowers. You know, he was born that way. You know, he came from the planet Krypton, if you know the backstory. Came to this earth. But see, where he came from, those normal powers, those crazy things that he had, well, that was just normal. You know? And when he came to Earth, it was magnified, and then he was able to do all these crazy things, and he was able to jump over buildings and had X-ray laser vision and be able to fly and hold his breath for a long time and do all these crazy things, run super fast, he was super strong, and all those things was really, really cool. But let me tell you something. Even though Superman was pretty extra, you know, that was a made-up story. He's not real. I know. Isn't that sad? But guess what? You're a superhero. You got faith. You've been designed by God, the creator of the universe. You're made in His likeness. That's who you are. So you're better than Superman. You're better than the Hulk. You're better than any of those crazy superhero guys. Even old RoboCop. Remember him? You guys remember that show, RoboCop? Yeah, Pastor Ken remembers that show. Pastor Ken sort of looks like RoboCop a little bit there. There you go. All he could see was the lips. But anyhow, you know, God is so big, and He created us in His image, in His likeness. Now, it's kind of interesting, because when you talk about Superman, how he's not from this world, he's from that planet Krypton that they made up. Well, look at John 17:16 here for a second. And it says, now as believers, you know, we got to understand something that, you know, there's a lot of similarities here, because we're not of this world either. It says, they are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. You see, here in John 17:16, it's talking about how us believers, we are different. We're set apart. We're not of this world. We're not of the things, the way that things go. You know, we're not of that corrupt mindset. That's not who we are. That's not what belongs to us. See, our DNA, our identification is found in Christ Jesus. Can I get an amen? Amen. That's our identification. That's who we are. So see, guys, we're setting ourselves up here. We got to understand that we're just awesome. Yeah, you don't have to be feeling down. You don't have to be feeling sad. Philippians 3:20 in the New Living Translation. I'm keeping my wife hopping here tonight with the scriptures. Philippians 3:20 in the New Living Translation says, but we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly awaiting for Him to return as our Savior. Woo-hoo! Those of you who's been tuning in for the last few Sundays, you've been listening to Pastor Roma talking about that very event and how exciting that's going to be when the rapture takes place. Dun, dun, dun. It's going to be exciting. You know, Pastor's been sharing and doing a lot of studying on that stuff. And those of you that's in Bible school, that's a second-year course as well. On the book of Revelation, and you learn so much stuff in there. When we were in Bible college, we learned a lot about the end times, and a lot of people think it's a scary ordeal, but it's not. It's an exciting time. Jesus is coming back. There's going to be a lot of fantastic things happen. The catching away of the saints. Come on now. You should be running around your living room right now. Well, let's keep going here. So we are citizens of heaven. That's who we are, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you got a passport. If you want to travel outside of Canada, you need a passport. Well, praise God that we don't need to have a piece of paper in order for us to get to heaven. We just got to give our lives over to Christ and have a relationship with Jesus. That's your ticket. That's your first class pass, baby. That's how you get there. You know, you got to have that relationship with Jesus. And with that relationship, there come so many blessings. So many exciting things are opened up to us. Come on. And so that's exciting to know. You know, it says here in Philippians 3:20, but we are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly awaiting for Him to return as our Savior. We're waiting to go home, ladies and gentlemen. One of these days, you know, like the old song used to sing, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When our names are called, when the heavens opened up and Jesus appears and everyone can look up and see Him, and they're going to be the catching away of all the believers on this earth, man, it's going to be an exciting time. But you see, that's a benefit because you're extra. That's what belongs to you. But now we don't have to be looking forward to the coming of Christ and expect all these great things to happen right then and there, and then everything's going to be hunky-dory, because here on earth, you know what? Scripture tells us we can have heaven on earth. It tells us we can be blessed right now. Amen? We can have those blessings. We can enjoy life and have life more abundant. We don't have to be down. We don't have to be sad. We can have an extra abundant life. We can go shopping and order stuff online, praise Jesus, because that's pretty well the only way you're going to get stuff these days. Unless you want to stand in line for a couple hours. But you know, you can do different things. You know, this last little while, believe it or not, our family's been blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed. And I am so thankful for it. You know, God has been taking care of us. We have not gone down in our finances. Our bank account keeps growing, praise Jesus. The kids are doing well. The kids are healthy and strong. We got the new baby cooking, and she's doing great. You know, Miss Kendra, she had a baby appointment. Was it yesterday, Kendra? And the midwife said everything is doing wonderful. Today, Kendra was sat back relaxing a little bit. I know it's crazy if you know Kendra, but she sat back, and you could see her belly doing one of these things. I'm studying for tonight, and all of a sudden I hear Kendra sing out to me, "Steve, come here!" And I go, "What? What's wrong? What's wrong?" And she goes, "Watch my belly!" And it's doing one of these things. And of course, and then I'm touching her belly, and I start pressing on it, and then the baby starts slapping me. You know, pushing back at daddy. And so, you know, that's awesome. But seeing increase in our family and seeing things take place, it's exciting. God is blessing us. God is taking care of us. Because you know what? Every day we confess it in our household. We thank God for His blessings. We thank Him for His protection over our family. We thank Him for His prosperity over our family. And it comes to pass. We say it and we believe it, and that settles it. Amen? Amen. All right, let's keep going here. Turn over in your Bibles, ladies and gentlemen, to another scripture verse found in John chapter 15, verse 19. Now, we're still figuring out who we are, where we belong. This is what we're still talking about here. The world would love you as one of its own if you belong to it. But you are no longer part of this world. I chose you to come out of this world, so it hates you. Well, praise God, the thing of this world hates us. You know, think about that for a second. We were chosen, handpicked by God Himself. You're not a mistake, you're not a screw-up, you're not a whoops, but you're a blessing, is who you are. Now, because you've made the decision to follow Christ, yeah, you're going to have opposition. Nowhere in Scripture does it say it's going to be easy following Jesus. Nowhere in Scripture does it say you're not going to face opposition. Nowhere in Scripture does it say that you're not going to face trials and temptations and all these other things are going to try and come upon you. Nowhere doesn't say that, you know, you're not going to face those things. But here's the kicker in all this thing. You know what makes it so extra? The fact that God is with us. God is for us. And His Word already tells us what our outcome is going to be if we choose to walk in what He's said. You see, if we activate our faith life and we start moving and we start acting and we start doing something, well, then we're going to see these things activated in our life. It's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. We have something, we have a part to play. We have something to do. I've said it once, I've said it a million times, is that, you know, it's not a spectator sport. Being in church and being a Christian and living for Christ is not a spectator sport. Pastor Roman and myself, one thing we like to do is watch hockey. And we are very good spectators. We scream at the TV. I mean, Pastor Roma, he lives, I can hear him screaming at the TV from his house. You know, he gets so excited, you know, when the Maple Leafs score, you know. And I'm praying that Boston will come back. And they do, praise Jesus. Oh, sometimes. But, you know, we get excited. That's sit back and, you know, we're couch warriors when it comes to sports. But when it comes to church, man, we got to get excited. We got to get in the game. We got to start doing something. The Scripture is full of action words saying, "Go ye, go you, go do this, go do that, just go." We need to be doing something. Even in this time of not allowed to go anywhere, you can still be going and doing things. It's just a different way to do it. You know, I want you to think about this. Faith City Church, we've adapted. You know, we've overcome a lot of issues so that we can make church available everywhere in the world. You know, that's pretty crazy, because you think 20 years ago, what if this would have happened? But you know, God has a plan. God is in control. He's a sovereign God. He's looking after us. And you know, He's made a way where it seems like, oh man, it's bleak, it's wilderness. Well, He's looking after us. And now we're able to go places and do things, even right now when you're not supposed to be going out, even though you're not supposed to be gathering together. There's dozens and dozens of people right now watching online, listening to this message. You know, and that's awesome, being encouraged. That's fantastic. That's the way it needs to be right now. Well, when the day comes, when we can all meet back together again, you know, that's going to be great. But it's really neat on how we can still have the message go forth, that, you know, it can still do things. Miracles still happen. Healings still happen. Blessings still happen. That's who we are. That's what belongs to us. Come on now. Well, let's go back to my buddy Superman for a second. You know, think about some of his superpowers, what he can do. We already mentioned a few. You know, he can jump over buildings. He can, you know, run fast. He can, you know, he's super strong. He's got that crazy vision, heat vision, x-ray vision. I don't know what it is. He just looked at stuff and lasers coming out of his eyes. I don't know. But, you know, as a believer, you have powers too. You have things that you can do, things that belongs to you. First of all, you know, Superman, it says he can jump over tall buildings. He can jump over mountains. Well, you can speak to mountains and they have to go. He's got to jump. You just got to speak. What are you talking about? Mark 11, 22, 24. Turn over there in your Bibles. We all know this passage of Scripture. It's not, you know, something that we're unfamiliar with, but we're going to look at it again because it's always good for a refresher. Amen? Amen. All right, let's see. In the New Living Translation, verse 22, it says, "Then Jesus said to the disciples, 'Have faith in God.'" That's pretty basic. "I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, 'May you be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that, you'll receive it and it will be yours." But I really like that part there. "You may be lifted and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it." Not just kind of believe it, not maybe believe it, but you must really believe it. The Bible's full of all the promises that belongs to us and all the things that God has said over our lives and all the things that, you know, that God wants to bless us with. Well, let me tell you something. It's already right there. I got a phone sitting right here. I can just reach out and grab this phone. It's right there. I know where it is. You know what? God's blessings, God's promises, the things that He has for you is even closer than that phone. You just have to activate it, and you just have to grab it. You have to speak. You have to believe. See, that's how we make our lives extra with Christ. That's how we get these blessings. This is how we get these benefits. We have to do something. God's already done the work. He's already done what He's going to do in your life. You just have to make it a reality. You just have to speak it, you have to believe it, and you have to act on it, and you will get it. Ooh, it's getting quiet up in here. Oh, maybe it's just the puppets. They're not shouting me real good. Boy. But yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to be acting on the Word of God. You know, so we can speak to mountains. You speak to that situation you're facing in your life right now. You feeling sad, depressed, down, broken, or whatever? You speak to that. It doesn't have to stay. You feeling ailments in your body? You feeling sick in your body? Come on now. You speak to that situation. Tell them it has to go. Your bank account laughing at you? You laugh back at it. Come on now. Poverty and lack has to go. All right. That's good. Don't go shouting me down because I'm preaching good here now. Hold on. Look at this one here, Mark chapter 16 and 18. I like this one. This is kind of a big deal. You know, you're able to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Well, we've seen that happen many times. Verse 18, Mark 16, it says, "They will be able to handle snakes with safety and they'll be able to drink anything poisonous that won't hurt them. And they will be able to place their hands on the sick and they will be healed." It doesn't say they might be healed. It says they will be healed. Wow. You see, you got to walk in faith. You got to trust in what the Lord is saying. You have to be moving on what He's doing and what He's already done. You have to do something about it. When you lay hands on the sick, you can't be there, oh Lord, if you have time. Oh Lord, if it's maybe your will. Oh Lord, you know, you just... Well, no. You know, there's been many times in my life growing up, I've grew up in church. Doesn't mean I was always a good boy. But I grew up in church. And, you know, there's lots of times I've seen, you know, things happen. I've seen lots of miracles take place. This one instance really sticks out in my mind. It happened when we were at Rhema, when we were students at Rhema. This was about, I don't know, 11 years ago. We were sat in about the third or fourth row from the front. It was on a Wednesday night service. One of the associate pastors were preaching. And as he was finishing preaching, he had this word of knowledge and this word of wisdom came upon him. And he called out, he said, there's somebody sitting here rather close. He said, and your feet have been giving you issues. Your feet has been, you know, causing you a lot of pain. Well, there was a gentleman sat one row in front of me just about right here. I could touch him. And he jumped up. He said, that's me. That's me. He said, my feet are bad. And so anyway, he jumped out and he went up with the pastor. And the pastor was asking him, okay, well, what's going on with your feet? What's wrong? And the guy explained that his pinky baby toes, instead of pointed straight, they were sticking out of the side of his foot. They were at a weird angle, sticking out, and it caused a lot of discomfort wearing shoes. Can you imagine having crooked toes? It's bad enough when you stub your toe. And so this pastor laid hands on him. And as the pastor is praying, he said, now take your shoes off. And so the guy took off his shoes. And as he's praying, everyone is like staring at this guy's feet and just waiting for something to happen. And then all of a sudden, you could see through his socks, things started to move. And his pinky toes lined right up. Well, if you wanted to see a man jump and dance and run around the building, it was something else. And I'm still sat there, and I'm like, anybody else got crooked feet? This was cool. Let's see this, you know? It's like, I want to see some more of it. It was so cool to see crooked feet straighten out. You know, praise God. We have that power to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. But we have to believe. We have to have the Word of God rooted on the inside of us. But that's how extra our lives can be. All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Well, in 2 Peter 1, chapter 1, verse 3. Now, God has given everything that we need to be a success in life. I know, isn't that crazy? And we're capable of doing some pretty great things. Verse 3, it says, by His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by the means of His marvelous glory and excellence. Everything that we need to live a godly life, we have access to. It belongs to you. So you want to live a godly life? You want to live an awesome life? Well then, you know what? You get connected up with Christ. You get connected up with God. See what He says. See what belongs to you. But then there's more than just one thing to sitting down and opening up your Bible and reading it. But it's, you know, you can be so full of head knowledge, it's unbelievable. You can know where every scripture is found on healing. You can know where every scripture is found on prosperity. You can know where every scripture is found on whatever. But unless you have it rooted in your heart, and you have an understanding, and you've got faith in God, and you trust in God, and you believe it, and you confess it with your mouth, unless you're doing those things, it ain't going to do nothing. There's only head knowledge. And we all know what head knowledge does. But you got to have it in your heart. You have to know and understand it. Amen? Amen. All right. So, we're supposed to have these wonderful things. God's given us everything we need to live a godly life. Praise Jesus. All right, let's keep going here. Look at this. Romans 8:30. Romans chapter 8, verse 30 and 31. And having chosen them, He called them to come to him, and having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things of these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Amen. That's one of my most favorite passages of Scripture right there. You know, we have been chosen, we've been called to come with him, and having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. We are made righteous. We are put in the place where we're supposed to be with Christ. That's who we are. That's what belongs to us. Praise Jesus. That's awesome. We're in right standing with Christ. But because of that right standing, come on. Scripture tells us that if God is for us, or God is with us, who can stand against us? Well, I'm sure we've all had some opposition in our lives at one point or another. I know in the last little while, some of us have definitely faced some crazy things. A little thing called COVID-19 pandemic. You know? It's one of those crazy things. But guess what? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Come on, if God is for us, the Scripture says, who can be against us? Symptoms might try and come on your body. You know, the things might whisper in your ear and say, oh, you're going to die. Well, let me tell you something. The devil's a liar. The devil's a liar. I'm going to say it again. The devil's a liar. And you don't have to believe what he's saying. You might be feeling sick in your body. You might be feeling down in your thinking. You might be feeling sad, depressed, or whatever. But guess what? The devil's a liar. That's not who you are. You're extra. That's who you are. You are alive in Christ. That's who you are. You know, we are going to keep moving forward. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. If you're not advancing, you're retreating. We need to be moving forward constantly. You may fall down, you make a mistake. Well, guess what? You get up and you brush yourself off. You don't have to stay defeated. You keep moving. God is for me. Who can be against me? That's awesome. Well, we have to be believers. And what I mean by believers is that we have to have unwavering faith. We have to be continually trusting in God every day. You know, even in this trying time we're in right now, God is still doing some awesome things. God is still up to some great stuff, doing some really cool things, blessing his people. You know, God's an extra God. God did not want us to be down. God did not want us to be, you know, lacking. That's not who he is. All through Scripture, you see how God blessed, how he made a way, how he prepared, how he took take care of, and how, you know, it talks about how in the future how God plans to prepare for us and take care of us. Man, that's a loving God. God's word never changes. We have to act and we have to do something with it. We have to do the moving. We make the change. We have to get up and speak. We have to believe. We have to move. Sometimes we are the mountain that we need to speak to get moving. Sometimes we're the hindrance in our own lives. But you see, we have to change the way that we think. Sometimes we have to act a little different. Sometimes we've got to speak a little different. Because listen, there's so much power in the tongue, it's scary. Your tongue, it can bring life or it can bring death. It can bring victory or it can bring defeat. You want an extra life? Well, then you better be speaking life. You want an extra life? Well, you better be speaking victory. You better be speaking those good things. Oh, this COVID-19's got everything down. Oh, the economy is down. Oh, this is down. Oh, well, that's not what the Word of God says. Yeah, right now we're going through a little bit of a difficult time. But guess what? God is with you. Come on. You start confessing that I am blessed, I am healed, this is done, that we are on top, we are the head and we are not the tail, we are overcomers, we are triumphant, we are mighty warriors, we are winners, we are victorious. That's who we are. Come on. Well, we have something to do. We have to have faith in God. We want extra life, we want to live extra, use trust in Him. He's going to provide for you. He's going to bless you. He's going to look after you. Man, he's going to do some awesome things in your life. Isn't that good? That's exciting. Well, you know, there's a lot of times in our lives that, you know, there's things that we're going through and we tend to wallow there and stay there. Anybody guilty of doing that? I am. feel sad about stuff. You hold on to grudges. You hold on to things in your life that's just, ugh, you know, you shouldn't be holding on to. Holding on to bitterness, unforgiveness, all those things. Well, we need to get rid of that foolishness. Because that's cutting us off and cutting us short from the blessings that God has for me and you. You see, when we allow those hindrances and those stumbling blocks in our way, well, we're stopping God from able to move in our lives and for us to be able to receive the blessings and the benefits of an extra life. There's times in our lives when we got to stop and shut up and we're going to have to say sorry for being a dummy. I'm sorry I said stuff I shouldn't have said. Sorry for the bad attitude I had. There's times you're going to have to get on your knees before God and, Father God, I'm sorry for my attitude. I'm sorry for the things I've been saying. You know, there's going to be times we're going to have to make the tough choices and we're going to have to eat a slice of humble pie. Like I was saying, sometimes we're our own worst enemy. Sometimes we need to take Mark 11:22-24 and apply it to ourselves and speak it over us. We need to speak to our mountain. Speak to ourselves. Move. Go make things right. Because you don't want to be hindering the blessings that God has for you now, do you? I know I don't anymore. I don't want that. I want God to be taking care of me. Now, I want you to understand something. Our lives was created to be extra. How extra? Well, let me tell you this. If God said you're blessed, you're blessed. If God said you are delivered and you're set free, then you're delivered and you're set free. If God said you're prosperous, you're prosperous. Well, God said you're going to live a long life, well, then you're going to live a long life. If God said you're the head and not the tail, well, that's who you are. Now, if God said your children are going to grow up strong and they're going to be blessed, well, your kids are going to grow up strong and they're going to be blessed. And if God said he's going to take care of you, guess what he's going to do? He's going to drop you off at the bus station and say good luck. No way. He's going to bless you. He's going to take care of you. He's going to provide for you. Come on now. That's my God. That's what he does. That's who he is. He blesses us. He takes care of us. He provides for us. Come on now. Let's just thank him right now for being so awesome. Let's just thank him for that extra life that he's given us access to. Come on now. Let's just start opening up ourselves right now in our living rooms or wherever we are right now and just receiving the extra life that he has for me and you, that a life that's abundant, that life that's more, that life that's exciting. You know what? We need to put away the depression. We need to put away those things. Oh, Pastor Steve, you don't know how hard it is to put away that stuff. You know what? No, I don't know exactly what everybody's going through, but I know what my struggles and what I'm going through and what my family goes through. I know that sometimes that you got to fake it till you make it. I know that sometimes you got to shout when you don't feel like shouting. I know that you got to dance when you don't feel like dancing. I know you got to pray when you don't feel like praying. I know you got to walk in victory when you don't feel like it. Because when you feel down, when you feel sad, it's not very easy to have the joy of the Lord alive. It's not real nice to be thinking about an extra life when you don't even know where your next meal is coming from. Come on. But you need to stir yourself up right now in your living room, wherever you're at. You need to start getting excited. You need to start telling the devil who he is and where he belongs. And he does not belong on you or in your household or anywhere near you. Because you are the extra in Christ. That's who you are. Come on now. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. That's your blessing. That's what belongs to you. That's your DNA. You got Christ flowing through your veins, ladies and gentlemen. You got those spiritual blessings flowing inside of you. You have the wisdom, the knowledge, the blessings of God on the inside of you. That's what you are. You are not supposed to be down. You are not supposed to be sick and broken, disgusted. But you are to be blessed. Have a life that's triumphant. Have that extra life in Christ. Come on now. That's who we are. That's who we are. Father God, I thank you for this life that you've given us. Lord, I thank you that you've blessed us and you've prepared a way for us. Lord, I thank you that our confession is what activates these things. And Lord, I bless you. I thank you for all these things that you've done for us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, just before I close, I want you to understand something. We touched on it a little bit. But we need to make sure what we're saying lines up with the Word of God. Now, those of you that are watching, you'll be like, well, man, Pastor Steve, I've been going through a rough time, and I need to get back on track. Well, how did you get born again? You confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And you believe it and you receive it. Well, right now, if you're watching on this screen right now, And you need to make Jesus number one back in your life again. You need to get back on track with God. Some crazy situations might have come up, or you know, you might have drifted away and things haven't been going your way. You might be having some circumstances going on. You might be having some issues going on in your life. You might have some crazy stuff going on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you right now, you can cast all that away if you make things right with God. You confess it with your mouth. You believe it in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you shall be saved, Scripture tells us. Well, if you're watching right now and you need to get back on track with God, well, we're all going to pray together. And we're going to believe, and you're going to receive. Amen? So, Father God, I thank you for each person that's watching tonight, Lord. And Father God, as I pray and they repeat after me, Lord, I thank you you're going to bless them and take care of them. You're going to make them your own child, Lord. And if you need Jesus back in your heart, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, or you're praying it for the first time, repeat this word after me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, tonight I choose to follow you. I'm done with living the crazy life of not serving you. Tonight, Lord, I choose the extra life. Your life, Lord. I confess you with my mouth. I believe you with my heart. And I receive you right now as my Lord and Savior. And I thank you, Jesus, for this life, this awesome life that you have for me. And I accept you tonight. And I'm going to act. I'm going to do. I'm going to follow the things that you want me to do. I'm going to get into your word and see what it says for me. I love you, Lord Jesus, with all my heart, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time tonight, well, congratulations. There's a crazy party going down in heaven right now. Angels are gone mad. And if you prayed that prayer and you meant it and you need some materials, shoot us a message on the social stream or shoot us an email, give the church a phone call. We want to send you some information about who we are and or about what you've done, what you've prayed, and we want to give you some information to encourage you and help you out. Amen. And I also feel right now, there's someone watching right now, you need healing in your body. You're feeling sick. Something is not right. Well, just stretch your hands towards the screen right now. I just feel it right now just rising up right now. Everybody, you believers, come on now. Let's just start praying in the Spirit right now. Father God, I thank you right now for that person that's dealing with that ailment in their body. You know what it is. And Father God, I just pray right now that the peace is coming upon them and the healing anointing is flowing right now, wherever they are, right through this camera, right into the TV screens or the computer screens or tablet or whatever they're watching on. Father God, I thank you that your miracle working wonder power is just moving right now. And Father God, that their life is extra. They will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus. Pain has to go. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your blessing. We thank you for that healing power right now. In Jesus' mighty name.